All right, so everybody ready to begin? We're going to start with the pledge over there. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation still under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Public comments. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of presentation, it will be done by chairperson or board by majority vote. So our first thing up is approval of minutes for November 10th, 2022.
Motion to approve.
Accepted.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, and then approval of the agenda for December 15th, 2022, and hold combined and delete any items.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, so informational items. So first is the Indian Springs Library. So, Jet.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jet. I'm the grant treasurer of the Indian Springs Library. Just a couple of minor updates for you all. Please remember the library is still doing our Trader Joe's food pickup every Saturday. Starts about 11:30. Sometimes we start a little bit late if we get a late food delivery. I also wanted you to all mark your calendars. Christmas Eve, that's Saturday the 24th, we will be having our food pickup, but it's going to be a short time. We're looking at being here for a couple hours, and then after that we're going to pack up. So please, it's every Saturday, and our volunteers will be running that, so please stop by. A couple of upcoming events. We do have a watercolor night coming up next week. That's going to be an open paint, so I'm not going to actually be teaching any projects. We're just going to put out all the supplies, and everyone can go at it. I'm hoping before the end of the year to have a beginner's crochet class. We'll be providing everything, including the yarn and crochet hook. And then we're going to be taking a break from card making for January. Randy's taking a little break. She'll be back in February. So if you're interested in our card making class, please look out for that for February. Any questions?
Thank you.
Jet, you're the best.
Mm-hmm. All right, Indian Springs Volunteer Fire Department.
So, giddy.
Hello, my name is Gary Judd, Fire Chief, Indian Springs Volunteer Fire Department. We've had 181 calls so far this year. Had a vehicle fire last month, or a couple weeks ago, just right here on the corner. If you have an emergency, do not call me. Call 911, and then that way we get the ball rolling. I don't know where you're at. I don't know who you are. I don't know how much you weigh. I don't even know what. I don't even know what's going on.
So. I can call you though, right?
No, you did not call me. So I've been getting phone calls telling me to call the ambulance. I don't know anything. What's going on with you? So you have all that information. So please don't call me. If you're going to burn vegetation, please call me. Because if I show up, if I don't know that you're doing it, and I show up, I will put it out. That's all I got. Anybody got any questions?
Gary, are you guys at the fire department now allowed to do citations?
No.
Oh.
That's this guy back here.
Thank God.
Okay. Okay.
Or if we have to, we call it into our dispatch out and send somebody out.
Okay. So if somebody, for instance, wants to burn something, for instance, in a barrel in their yard with a hose and a shovel, they still need to contact you.
You need to contact me, because if you put up a lot of smoke, I'm going to show up. I'm going to be extremely pissed off, because...
And half the town
okay.
will be calling.
Yeah, and half the town's going to be calling. And if you don't have a hose, or if you don't have the proper things to put that fire out, then, especially if the wind's blowing, that's the other thing. If the wind's blowing, don't even try it.
Okay.
So, as a lot of you know, there's a lot of places that doesn't have fire hydrants. Yes, we got a big tender, but by the time we get there and the wind is blowing, it can do a lot of damage.
Okay.
So, any questions?
Thank you,
ma'am.
Chief.
Go ahead. People have to be reminded there's some wood burning stoves, a lot of them in this town too.
Yep.
So I hope we don't get a lot of phone calls when they smell smoke. That's Because Dan this morning, his looked like the smokestack for all morning long smoking.
Well, you get people who do their little fires and they throw in like a couch cushion or something that ain't supposed to be burning, like rubber or anything like that, and then it's going to put up a lot of black smoke, and that's what we're called. So, or live brush, the creosote trees, those put off a lot of smoke. So, all right, anybody else? Matt? You good?
Thanks, Chief.
I have a quick question.
Yes, ma'am.
181 calls, you said?
Yes.
How does that, how is that in compared to last year, since we're at the end of the year?
I have to back you on that.
Okay, sorry, I was just curious, more or less, we have more people.
I think we're up a lot of calls, because we were, there for a while, we were down a lot of personnel, so now we have a lot of personnel running the calls. We were awarded the Fire Station of the Year from Clark County.
There you go.
As a percentage, so we didn't get the most calls, but we had the most calls ran for on a percentage rate.
Nice.
Good job.
Yes, and my EMT got a EMT Provider of the Year. Richard Broberg did. So.
Awesome.
Great job. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
All right, Metro.
There. We didn't get any awards this year. For this reporting period, we had 5 calls for service. We only wrote about 6 citations out here, and I'll tell you why in a second, and we made 1 arrest. As you know, in the wintertime, Mount Charleston keeps us really busy. And so most of my guys have been spending, and gal have been spending most of the time up on Mount Charleston. And the 2 weeks of school being out is not going to be an exception. It's going to be busy up there. So obviously, if you need something, 911's the best route. Most everybody has my cell number, so I'm going to give you a new number here in a minute. I'll talk about that in just a second. Does the board have any questions for me? Does the public have anything for me?
No questions. Just thank you, Sarge, for what you do.
Oh, don't thank him. Don't thank him. Just wait till his wedding's
done. Should we be running?
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, okay, good.
It's been 6 good years with the community here.
Here we go.
And he still has.
We just get you broke in and you leave.
You smile.
And I do appreciate all the support we've received from this community and all the communities that we serve. And it wasn't an easy decision, but there's only one place that I would have gone on Metro that would have pulled me off this duty. Mm. And I got that opportunity, so I'm going to take it.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So I want to introduce Andy Velasquez. He's going to be your new resident sergeant. I'm going to let him talk about some of the things that he's done and let him give you his number so that you can get the same level of service that you've experienced from me and my folks.
Andy. Well, hi everybody. Like Matt said, my name is Andrew Velasquez, go by Andy. I'm going to be taking over on Christmas Eve. That's the official transfer date. As far as I go, I've been working with Metro for a little over 19 years now. Been all over the Las Vegas Valley, different assignments, that sort of thing. I'm looking forward to a change of pace, but just because it's a different assignment doesn't mean that I'm by any means slowing down or anything like that. I'm looking forward to working with all of you and trying to get the knack of working out here. I've got some pretty big shoes to fill from Sergeant Marlowe here, but I'm looking forward to the challenge, and I'm happy to be here. For contact purposes, if you need me for anything, you can call me or email me. My email address is going to be A as in Adam, 8444 V as in Victor, @lbmpd.com. Phone number is 702-817-6327. So that's me. It's kind of hard to sum up my life in just a few minutes here, but any questions, concerns, anything like that that you have, feel free to ask. Feel free to call me anytime, shoot me an email. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. I'm looking forward to the open communication and making sure that you folks receive the service that you deserve and that you've been getting for so long, and I'm looking forward to it. So, with that, does the board have any questions for me?
Well, welcome. And is there any other change in personnel or the other?
No, you're going to have the same folks that you've had.
Okay.
Same. Speaking of that, though, we've had the same eight folks. We just added a new one 6 months ago, but everybody's kind of the same from there. We are asking for an extra body, maybe another two bodies,
okay,
to help supplement, especially in light of some other things that are coming up out here, the growth that you've experienced here. I was looking at calls for service, and it's increased by 20% in the last 2 years out here, just because I think growth in the town, right? That's to be expected.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're using that as part of justification to ask for more bodies out here. My lieutenant is working on that. However, like everywhere else, we're hurting for employees. So I don't know if that's guaranteed or not, but we certainly have a good argument, and hopefully in the next year, a couple of years, we'll add some more employees, more officers out here for it.
Thank you.
Public, do you have any questions? Well, thanks for your time, and I look forward to meeting all of you and being out there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nevada Highway Patrol.
Yeah, let's see.
Hello, Kathy Mock, Sergeant for the Indian Springs, Mount Charleston District for Nevada State Police. We've got a couple of business cards up here with cell phone and email address. You're welcome to come up and take them or get one from me after the meeting if I'm still here. This month we wrote 374 citations. We took 8 crashes, 4 of those were on the 95. One was an injury crash. We had 1 arrest that was a DUI. 2 of those crashes involved animals, whether they swerved to miss them or hit them and then crashed. Our average response time was 28 minutes. All the crashes at least happened between 5 p.m. and 1 a.m. And the only days that we didn't have crashes were Sunday and Monday. That's it. We have three full-time troopers and one who only works about 4 days a week in the district and one who works the 95 on his way to Baby. So our staffing is also down. We're going to lose one half when he goes into the armory. So hopefully they'll replace him.
Hopefully.
Thank
Any
you.
Questions?
Yes. The open range signs going that way toward Vegas?
Yeah, they don't really make any sense, do they?
Right. Talk about picking them down, move them down a half mile, mile, whatever y'all need to do.
I did suggest
and
that.
Put 45-mile-an-hour signs there in their place.
Yeah, I did suggest that when we had the traffic safety study for the intersection here at Creech Air Force Base,
okay,
and they didn't do anything with it.
Okay.
They did the speed bumps or the...
Yeah,
and the flashing light around the speed limit sign.
That has helped.
Yes, it has.
It has.
Like
it's
has.
Going this way.
Yeah.
Both
yeah.
sides.
Good.
But I can certainly send another email.
Okay.
Anything else? Yes.
Cold Creek turnoff. With the guards coming off duty. Are they going to do any kind of study on that? They put like a little ramp, not a ramp, but at least a partial lane to put in to get onto the highway instead of just running stop sign and jumping in traffic.
An acceleration lane?
Yeah.
Yep, I can suggest that to DOT, yes.
I know they got the one coming in from Vegas, but they need to get the one where they're...
Yeah.
I mean, it's just constant.
Yeah, I agree.
And they don't care if you're 20 feet in front of them or 200. They pull right out in front of you. They don't care.
Yep, I'll jot that down, send a note on that.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sarge.
Chris Air Force Base.
Not here.
Clark Kearney Parks and Rec.
Hi, I'm Kelly from Clark Kearney Parks and Rec. We're winding down the year. The only thing left this year is, for the rest of the year, is open rec during school break. That will be December 20th through the 22nd, the 27th through the 29th. That's a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 12 to 4. And I was asked to promote and tell everybody about the Indian Springs Live Nativity. That's coming up on December 18th at 4:30 p.m. and it's located at the school in the backfield, so you have to go in around the elementary and it's back by the snack bar, like you're going to the football field. That is put on by the different churches here.
All three churches at once.
Right, the Baptist Church, the LDS Church, and Echoes of Faith. They're all participating in it. It's the school sponsored. The drama teacher, Mr. Norton, he's the one that put it together. It's like a play. And so it's not just a live nativity, so you really do have to go to listen. You can't just drive by and watch. So anyway, just letting everybody know, and that's all I have for this month.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Clark County Administrative Services.
Okay. I've got some good news. I have several good news things. So, we are getting our mom markers. I pushed and pushed and pushed, and part of the reason there's been such a problem getting done, they have to take out the old signs. The new signs are big enough that they need to dig and pour a new base to hold the sign, and they have a smaller crew down here, so that's not something they've been able to fit in, so they're giving a contract to do. So, early to mid-January, we should start seeing this. So, see, don't give up. We keep pushing, stuff happens. We haven't had any more meetings about the park expansion, so I don't have an update on that. Mom Markers, Public Works, I have put in requests to study about crosswalk. That's we're going to wait for the process. And as I was sitting there, I just thought of something, and now I can't think of it. If I think of it, I'll tell you. Okay, I'll think of it, and I'll tell you. So, any questions for me?
I feel like I'm the only one with questions. I'm sorry.
Oh, Phelan. Before you even ask, were you Phelan? So I talked to, finally, after talking to multiple people, I got to the person at BLM that is in charge of the renewable energy and energy stuff. It's the same guy. He is going to come out and do a town hall kind of meeting February or March. He doesn't know yet. Because the Bonanza Solar Project, that'll be when they go from one phase to the next, one stage of the process to the next. And he said that will be the appropriate time to talk about it and get input, the most meaningful input. So he's going to come out, and he also handles the GreenLink stuff. So it'll be a town hall to talk about everything energy with Bonanza Solar and with the GreenLink. So. He does not know the date yet because he's doing it in coordination with something else, because he's based in Northern Nevada. So he'll be coming down, and so as soon as we have a date set, I will all send it out. I'll put flyers out so that we can get everybody to come and give him all the questions. This guy, he knows his stuff. He yacked my ear off about the energy more than I ever wanted to know. So yeah, he's looking forward to talking to you guys.
Thank you.
Okay, yes.
Public Works came out and did a study on whether or not we need a crossing guard, and according to that study, they felt we didn't. I was just wondering if there's anything we could do going forward with that. And then also, I just wanted to follow up on if there's someone we could contact to update the NDOT sign coming into town, where the school has gotten some new championships.
Yeah, I will find out. The last I talked to them about doing a sign somewhere else, they were only allowing nonprofit groups or community-based groups to do it. Since yours is old, you were able to have those old ones out there. So let me see if they'll grandfather it in to be able to do some more.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
I've got a quick question. The BLM, have they designated an area where they're planning on doing the solar?
Yeah.
4 miles. West?
4 miles. You guys turn west.
West, yeah.
I always get
it's so hard.
Turns.
Uh-huh.
I didn't think about it.
And then I have a question, Megan. The National Guard building is to the east, correct? If they want to develop their all-terrain.
I have heard about the National Guard building for 10 years.
Correct.
I have looked everywhere I can, and I find zero evidence of any. There's never been an application.
Wow.
Nothing. There's nothing on any parcels, anything. So for 10 years, I've been hearing about this. This is like the white whale of Indian Springs. But so there's no land set aside for it, nothing.
We were all concerned about the water drainage pipe coming down, and that has never come either. We haven't seen that.
Yeah, I don't know. I, because that's just been brought up several times over the years, and I've researched it. I can't find anything. It could be something maybe they can't do.
No, he was there at the time. Okay. Yeah, with his math and everything. Remember Matt?
And yes. Maybe it was just informational. You know, maybe it wasn't something they had actually submitted. Maybe it was an informational type thing. I don't know. But it was before my time, so it was more than 10 years ago. Okay.
So a couple months ago, you had looked up the lot behind Family Dollar, and there was nothing. And then, of course, people are still chattering how there is something now, and everybody knows, but you would be the one to know.
There is something being planned since that we asked about that, but it's not for public information yet.
Hopefully just a parking.
Nope. I will tell you, nobody's just building a parking lot out.
No.
Well.
Anything else?
Nope.
Did you think of anything else?
All right, next is Planning and Zoning Assistance Attachment A. I know, and I didn't bring my phone to look at it. That was what she had. All right, so this is the Dane Leland R. and Marie tentative map. It's 48 lots and 4 common lots on 10.1 acres in an R1 single-family residential zone. Generally located on the south side of Boulder Lane, 400 feet east of Carnegie Road within Indian Springs.
Hi there, everybody. Misha Ray, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. If you'll recall, this item was before you not too long ago for a non-conforming zone change. It's this parcel here, long and skinny, right south of South Boulder Lane. We are here for the tentative map stage. We've got some drawings for you. The size of the lots range from 5,200 square feet up to 9,600 square feet, thereabout. The internal street is a 40-foot wide street. Kind of just go through everything, as you can see. It was the long, skinny parcel, so we've divided it in half here. So this is the south half, and what we just had up was the north half. Got some landscaping. There are 4 common lot areas. I can go over cross-sections if you like. But the common lot areas are there on the ends. So we've got 1, 2, 3, and 4 common lots. We're really excited to bring this project out here to Indian Springs.
Thanks, Richard.
Let's see, check my notes real quick, but it's a 10-acre parcel, 48 lots for about 4.8 units to the acre. And I think that about covers it. Okay, we have added the sidewalk that was requested. Staff is recommending approval. We appreciate that. We appreciate working with staff, and I'm here for any questions.
Why can't we have something that we can see in front of us that we can read? I can't
can
see any of this.
I also got some smaller versions if you want to pass them around.
Yes, mm-hmm. Please.
Sure. Well,
flip through each page?
Oh yeah, that makes sense to me.
These are the single family units, single story ranch style. And again, this is just the tentative map stage at this point.
What's your proposal tonight?
I'm sorry?
What's your proposal tonight?
For the tentative map?
Yeah.
Requesting approval.
Okay. What it is?
Is the town board asked for sidewalks?
On the sidewalk that's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a big, long.
It was not just the board. It was.
I believe it's just
everybody.
Right. Yeah. So one side of the street.
This?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, the rural character.
Is it a gray area on top?
It was a long, complicated
setup. Like
that. I'm trying to provide.
On your next page.
Oh, this one.
Yeah.
Oh,
that gray
okay. Right. Okay. Okay. The public area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So they're adding that front sidewalk there.
Where's the sidewalk going?
Boulder.
On the south or the north side of Boulder?
The south side.
It'll be on the south side, their side.
Correct.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You're welcome to come up and we can show you the layout.
I know that your layout. I remember the layout. Perfect. Where's it going?
The new sidewalk?
It's internal.
It's internal. It's in the middle lot. Going around the middle, right?
Correct.
Where the houses are in the middle.
Correct.
So I was incorrect. You're not talking about the shaded area right there?
This is the common lot area. The right. Landscaping.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you don't have a sidewalk out there?
No.
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 Okay, you're just talking about the inside entrance.
Correct.
Yeah. What about yourself?
Right. And I apologize. This, the hatching, is the right of way. The landscape area is just south of that.
Okay, what about your south entrance? You doing the same thing?
Same.
Okay. So as they enter the project, north or south, we're talking about the egress of the sidewalk on both sides. Correct? Did I say that right?
Correct. Yeah, the sidewalk brings you here.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. With you guys.
I'm okay with that.
Otherwise, nothing has changed since the project was last before you.
All right.
Just add
okay.
Motion.
I vote. I'll make a motion to pass.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You're
going to
get sick of me because I have the next one as well.
Well, you probably
want to
leave the chair.
Oh, you're
next. We've got smaller versions for that one.
All right, so.
If we get there. Right.
Okay.
Phase one extension. Thank you. Have a good night. Thank
you. All right, ET22400124. Indian Springs Investment LLC zone change, fifth extension of time to reclassify 15.8 acres from an RT manufactured home residential zone to an R3 multiple family residential zone. Waivers of development standards for the following: reduced driveway and trash enclosures and design review for an apartment complex generally located on the south side of Boulder Lane and the east side of Jet Street within Indian Springs.
Misha Ray, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. We are here before you for an extension of time. The basis for that extension of time is that there has been a substantial change to the site. Specifically, Transform Clark County, the master plan, has changed the character of the site, and it is now planned for compact neighborhood. Therefore, the multifamily project, which I can bring up the elevations just to show what this project looks like, it is now a conforming use. So staff, if you note in the staff report, they're recommending approval so that staff has time to write an ordinance now that the site has changed. Otherwise, the other aspects of the application, the waivers and the design review, the applicant has made improvements, they have secured the water rights, they've secured the sewer for the site. They continue to maintain the land, keeping it clean, keeping it safe. Staff is recommending approval of the request, and I'm here for any questions, and I'm sure there will be a couple.
Thank you.